Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in again for Los Gatos' second podcast talking about the Apple Watch. If you haven't yet, then listen to our first podcast of the series and hear more about the watch's features and its future. Today we'll be discussing the pros and cons of the watch and whether or not we think you should invest in it.
Some of the cons of the Apple Watch includes that it kills the iPhone battery life, that it's not durable, and that the setup and settings are complicated when first getting the watch itself. Me personally, I would wait until these features get improved before actually buying the watch because I would not want to go through the troublesome of the setup and updating the settings and all the precautions you have to take when it comes to protecting the iWatch itself.
Some other negatives aspects of the Apple Watch is obviously the price, with some units ranging up to $17,000. Some of the apps tend to be slow and delayed. Battery life lasts just over 24 hours. It does work as a phone, but not very well. And the built-in speaker is not loud at all. I'd personally wait for the second generation for the Apple Watch to come out before purchasing a smartwatch, just to get all of the nicks out of the first generation.
While the watch has some glitches, there are also some really cool features on it that make it more appealing to me. One of these features is the notifications. When you put something in your calendar as a notification to remind you, it tells you exactly when you should start heading to that appointment. And the maps can provide turn-by-turn navigation on your wrist with a full visual overview of where to head next. So it's really easy to know when you need to get going somewhere and where you're going. There's also a feature called Stand, and it pays attention to if you're getting slothful or lazy, and it'll tell you to get up. So although the watches may get pricey, you can always opt for the cheaper Sport Edition and still have access to all of those cool features. Personally, though, I do not see myself getting an Apple Watch anytime soon, just because I think that I paid a substantial amount of money to buy an iPhone, and it has just as many cool features as the watch does.
Okay, so moving on to a couple more really cool features of the Apple Watch is that you can control keynote presentations from your watch. So if you work for like a big business or corporation, you can just tap on your watch's screen and control your keynote presentation without having to turn away from the crowd or look away from anyone. And another really cool feature is when you put it to sleep, all you have to do is just move your wrist to your side so it's out of your view, and the screen will just go black, just like you would your phone. And if that doesn't work, you can just easily put your hand over the watch, just cup it over the watch, and the screen will go black and just go to sleep like you would with normal technology. Me personally, I don't know if I would get the watch anytime soon, because most likely the price will go down in a few years, but I do think it's a really good idea, and if I happen to become a billionaire, then I might get it.
Thanks again for listening to our mini-series about Apple Watches. We hope you enjoyed listening to them.